Hey guys, welcome to season 5. My name is Bawa. This is Bawa Unfiltered, and oh god, I'm so excited for this season. Like, this season. This is 5th season. So, I'm gonna try my best and give you all 5th season behavior. Stay tuned for the best. Okay. Well, hey guys, it's almost Valentine's Day. I mean, T minus a couple of hours, and we're heading straight into Valentine's Day. And I know everybody is expecting me to talk about love, but your girl is not talking about love today. She's talking about a different aspect of love. Let's see how that goes, okay? Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. My name is Bawa Akwa and this is Bawa Unfiltered. So today's topic is forgiveness. I know I should be talking about love and whatnot, but no girl, I'm talking about forgiveness because it's a very important aspect of love. And you know, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, so happy Valentine's Day, my dear listeners. I love all of you, and I am so grateful to all of you who consistently listen, subscribe to this podcast, and God bless y'all. Now let's get into this forgiveness. Let me tell you something about forgiveness. I do not like talking about forgiveness. I do not like listening. I'm not a fan of the word because it be bringing up a whole lot of stuff and questions, and you know, it's hard. It's a really hard thing to do as a Christian, but we're supposed to do it. Today I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 13 verses 5, the last part of it. It says, love is not irritable and it keeps no record of being wronged. So basically, forgiveness. Love forgives. And you know, the true definition of love being forgiveness is God. Okay, look at God. Look what he did for us. After everything that we did to him, he still loves us. He still blesses us. He still takes care of us. And he allowed us to call him Father by letting his only son. I mean, think about it. If somebody done did you so much wrong, you're gonna offer up your only kid to that person? Think about it. Would you do it? I mean, I wouldn't. Just yesterday, me and my mama were talking about this story about this little girl that was raped and murdered. And I was telling my mama that, oh God, if it was me, that man is going to end up dead. Forget jail. I'm going to kill him too. And then when I said that, I was like, God don't expect you to do that. You're a Christian. You're a child of God. You're supposed to forgive him. Let God be God. Let God take care of this. And I was just like, man, this is why I don't mess with forgiveness, because it just, but you know, it's important to forgive, because if you, forgiveness is like this. If you're unforgiving, you put yourself in a cage, but you really think that you're punishing the other person. The other person could just be living their life and not giving a, they don't care about what you got going. They don't even know that you're walking around this life with so much bitterness about what they did to you in your heart. And I know another part of people wonder, like, okay, if I said I forgave this person, does it mean I gotta talk to them back? Like, do I need to keep talking to them? Do I need to keep being in touch with them and all of that? That's also another confusing thing, because when I think of God's forgiveness, when God says he forgives us, he allows us to come back into contact with him. But then we can't hurt God. He's God. How you gonna hurt God? Okay, we can hurt him, but we can't really, really hurt. You know, there's some people in our lives that we need to forgive, but then it's not safe for us to be in the same proximity with them, because they will physically, mentally, or like your abuser. You can forgive your abuser and still not be in contact with them. Like, you can forgive them from afar. It's all right. That's the thing. Some people think that the moment you forgive somebody, you gotta, you know, keep being like that with them. But if somebody tried to kill you, and you said, I'm gonna forgive this person that tried to kill me, don't mean that you trying to be clear-headed, don't mean they're trying to be clear-headed. If they have something bad about you in their head, they will still go through it. But you just being like, I forgive them, I'll not keep this hatred in my heart. I want to be clear so when God comes, he knows that I'm trying to be, live my life like Jesus. So I'm gonna forgive this person, and I will not keep any bitterness or evil or resentment towards this person in my heart. But then I also know that being in close proximity with this person is not going to be good for my well-being. So even though I forgive them, I cannot be in the same circle with them. And that is all right. I know a bunch of people say that when you forgive somebody, you still need to repair the relationship. Some relationships are not worthy of being repaired because they are not good for you. You being broken off from those people is actually a good thing that you're giving to yourself. Forgiveness is for you. Whether to fix or not fix the relationship is also, you need the Holy Spirit to, you know, guide you on that. So when it comes to forgiveness, basically you can't do it on your own. You gotta need Jesus, you need God, you need the Holy Spirit, because you just be like, Holy Spirit, activate. There's this woman that I work with, okay, and basically I don't know, like, she mean as heck, man. She terrorizing everybody. But then this year, I've been trying real hard to not let anything she does affect me. And, well, so far, so good. And I think about it, and I'm like, have I forgiven her for all the times that she pissed me off? And I don't know. And I'm praying to God to help me to forgive her. And, you know, I don't think about her that much, to be honest. I work with her. I don't have a choice but to work with her. But trust me, if I'd rather not be in a room with her, I choose that. It don't mean that I hate her or anything like that, but she just has this negative energy that sucks the life out of you. And I'm trying to forgive her for the fact that I can't be creative now because she done sucked everything out of me. She's so negative and so overbearing and, you know what, I'm talking about forgiveness. I'm not talking about this woman today. So basically what I'm saying is, when you forgive somebody, it's important that you forgive, because the forgiveness is not usually for the other person. That's why we keep thinking that we're forgiving them, so we're helping them. No, we're helping ourselves. Because if we carry unforgiveness in our hearts, then it's we're holding on to unforgiveness, so we can't let go and receive all the good things that God is going to give to us. We're holding on to resentment. We're holding on to bitterness. Our hands are already full with all these negativities. How are we going to receive the positivities of God? So we need to let go of the resentment, the bitterness, the anger, the pain, all of that, so that we can receive from God the good things that he has for us. So forgiveness is actually for you. It is never for the person you're forgiven. It's for you. And then you need to remember this important fact. Choosing to rebuild the relationship or let it just be what it is right now, you need discernment. You need the Holy Spirit's guidance, because there are some relationships right now, it looks like they're broken. You just got to leave it broken. No. And then it turns out that you got to repair them, because both of you, some relationships actually, you need to repair them, because in the long run, it's going to be beneficial for both of you. And some of them, too, you don't have to, because in the long run, it's still going to be toxic to you. So what you can do about repairing a relationship or not is also is dependent on God's guidance, the Word. The Word will guide you. The Lord will guide you. So if you're dealing with whether to forgive somebody or not, ask God to help, because the Bible says when we are weak, that it is when we are weak that his strength is magnified in our lives. And forgiveness is not something that is human. Our human nature allows us, or is more inclined to
vengeance and getting you back than forgiving and letting it go. Letting it go, forgiveness and all of that, is a God thing. So if you want to forgive somebody, you need God's help. You need the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is our helper that Jesus left for us. So you need to draw onto the power of the Holy Spirit in order to forgive. And then to whether to build up the relationship or let it die, you also need the help of the Holy Spirit to discern between the relationships that need to be rebuilt and the ones that need to be let go. So basically, all I'm saying is you need the Holy Spirit, and forgiveness is for you and not for the person. So this Valentine's Day, the gift you can give to yourself, okay, that nobody else can give, is forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Forgive the people that have hurt you. And then also accept God's forgiveness for some of the things you have done, okay? Because you don't have to do anything when it comes to forgiveness. From God gives us forgiveness freely. You don't gotta turn no tricks, no nothing is there. It's available to you. Just accept it, okay? I wish you all a wonderful love week, and I hope we all try to find a way to forgive other people and live a life full of forgiveness. Have a blessed Valentine's, people. Ooh, what an episode. My name is Bawa, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope to be hearing from you. You can comment on my Instagram post at Bawa Unfiltered, DM me on Twitter, on Instagram, and email me at bawaunfiltered@gmail.com. I am open for all sorts of collaborations this season. So get in touch with your girl, and bye.